Chapter 2. On the Bus, 1940. The fact of the matter was, you had to be white to keep a decent job in Lansing during the Depression. Mom was just doing what she had to. It stung like a betrayal, but I know better now. Mom talked a good game about the power of blackness, but she knew that the white world held even more power. You just needed to find a way to break in. Out the bus window, the air is somewhere between black and brown and gray. Rural Michigan looks like a landscape on ink-stained canvas. There's day, and there's night, and somewhere, I guess, there's a line between them. Just like black and white. A moment when it stops being day and starts being night, or vice versa. That's what we're driving on right now. That line. I look out the bus window and it's night, and it's night, and it's night. And then suddenly it's not. The sun hasn't come up, but you get the feeling that it's out there, somewhere, lingering, like a promise. And nothing changes, except everything. And the bus just rolls and rolls into the lightning sky. Lansing, 1938. With Mom out of a job, the pressure came on the rest of us to bring in money and food. She would get a job again, she would, but there might be a bit of a wait. Jobs came and went for Mom, always. Now that I understood why, it smarted. I thought that was just life. I didn't know it was a Negro thing. Down at the market, I was thinking about how to acquire some things that we needed. A sack of flour, maybe, or some cheese rounds, at least. I paced the outskirts of the parking lot, planning it. The squawking distracted me. I was familiar with the sound of chickens. We used to raise them on our farm when Papa was alive. They made me think of dinner, which made my stomach speak, which threw off my thinking. I followed the squawking. In the parking lot, I found a farmer's pickup truck, chock full of farm-related wares, bushels of corn, bundles of raw wool, and a pile of 3-foot crates that proved to be the source of the squawking. 6 chickens in each crate. Loud, plump, red and white hens, ripe for the plucking, just like the ones we used to have. It was too tempting.